Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. Many races or other competitions begin with the phrase, ready, set, go. This is also important in our spiritual life as we prepare to see you soon face to face. Heavenly Father, Thank you. Thank you for loving us and for directing our every step according to that love and your foreknowledge. Lord, prepare us for the opportunities and challenges that lie ahead in our future. We praise you for all things, every sunshiny day, and every storm you direct us through helps conform us to the image of your Son, Jesus. Lord, we don't want to miss a thing. We want to serve you. We yield our lives to you as servants. Lord, we're excited about being used by you to touch the lives around us. God, prepare our hearts as your servants. Make us ready. Amen.
Not a decent meal to fill them through no fault of their own.
All it takes is simple faith
to turn the situation around. Whoa.
Love can break the strongest chains.
Oh, so I'm here and I'm ready and my heart is saying yes. I'm going
to
answer your
my peace and joy solely in you, only in you. I want the world to see you're alive and living well in me. Let me be a part of the harvest for the days are few. You're coming soon, so people get ready. Jesus is coming soon. We'll be going home. People get ready. Jesus is coming to take from the world alone. People get ready. Jesus is coming soon. We'll be going home. People get ready. Jesus is coming soon. We'll be going home. We'll be going home. There's a day that comes when we will be divided right and left. For those who know him, those who do not know, and those who know him well, we'll meet him in the air. Hallelujah! God is with us. Those who do not know, they will hear depart.
Jesus is coming to I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation. Let my trials come to only make me strong. Well, I've been a lot of places, and I've seen millions of faces. But there were times I still felt all alone. But in those lonely hours, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was His own. And through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, yeah, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His storms He brought me through. You know, if I never had any problems, I guess I wouldn't know God could solve them. Wouldn't know what faith in God's word could do.
Oh, through it
trust in God.
I'm Gary Robey, host of Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship and includes scripture reading and short devotional topic. Each song is carefully chosen to complement the topic while edifying the believer and as a testimony to the unsaved. All of this in an attitude of worship and praise. To learn more about our ministries, visit calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship time together each weekend is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to the generosity and faithfulness of listeners like you, it continues to minister from our website and on radio stations across the United States. Thank you for your letters and faithful support. If you tune into this program regularly, would you please consider supporting us with a monthly gift? Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
said he'd come again. And where he leads, I will go with him. When I hear him call my name, I'm walking in his grace. I feel it won't be long now until he comes for me. He's gonna take me with him, and at his feet I'll bow.
in agony. speak of thy undying mercy to me. There outpoured, precious Lord, oh, melt my heart with Calvary love. Burn out the speak, Lord, I pray. Speak from Calvary, I implore thee. Keep that vision ere before me. While I worship, as adore thy name, thy matchless name.
Take my life.
There were wildfires in our community recently. Winds of 40 miles per hour and higher were pushing the destruction through our cities like a wall of flames. In order to update the thousands of residents in our region as to the status, they used terms and a map showing the various levels of readiness for evacuation. The white and green areas were referred to as Level 1, Ready. This instructed all residents within that area to be ready for potential evacuation. Danger exists in the area. This is time for preparation and precautions. A level 2 yellow area on the evacuation map meant be set to evacuate. This means that there is a significant danger and we should be ready to evacuate at a moment's notice. Level 3 evacuation means that you need to leave immediately. Danger to your area is imminent. Do not delay leaving to gather any belongings. As the fires were clearly headed our direction just a few miles away and we were in level 2, we were getting ready. My wife and I went throughout the house collecting things that were important to us, many that were irreplaceable. Photo albums and medications for myself and my elderly father were among the first to get into the car. Those moments and choices were extremely difficult for me. Our time was limited. What should I take? This process for me was painful. What should I take and why? And what am I willing to leave behind, not knowing if it would be in ashes when we returned home? Folks, I'm here to tell you, this experience was a real gut check for me. Spiritually, we should keep short accounts with God. We do not know what the next heartbeat will bring. And when it comes to stuff, it's all wood, hay, and stubble. Yes, it is all just wood, hay, and stubble. Please take just a moment to think about that. When faced by the same choices, what would you take and what would you leave and why? The devastation in our region and state was unimaginable. In just a few hours, thousands became homeless. Homes they left earlier were now just a pile of ash, and many died. Lives were changed forever by something they could not control. Friend, please consider now how you will apply this concept of ready, set, go. We should always be at level 1. Be ready. 1 Peter 3, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And Christ urged the disciples to be ready for his return. Luke 12, be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not. A prophet told Paul that he would be bound by the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem and turned over to the Gentiles. The local believers begged him not to go. Acts 21, we find this. But he said, why all this weeping? You're breaking my heart. I am ready not only to be jailed at Jerusalem, but even to die for the sake of the Lord Jesus. I sincerely hope and pray that we are all set at level 2, that we are ready, prepared for whatever God will allow and has planned for us, and so prepared that we are set to go, possibly with little or no notice. His Spirit will lead and guide when the time comes. And there will be many times in our lives when we will need to go. Take, for example, the Great Commission, Matthew 28. Jesus came and told his disciples, I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. 2 Corinthians 6. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? Therefore, go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you. And folks, we will go to our ultimate future in heaven. All who have become Christians in the fullness of time will go to see Christ and be with him forever. True joy and his peace are yours as you have that confidence.
One day my soul was saved, saved from the fall, and then the Spirit came to my soul.
Keeping me in the heavenly way.
Night and day.
Praise God, we are waiting for His return to see Him face to face. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song as we've looked at the spiritual reality of the term ready, set, go. It's my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Believe the good news that Jesus, God in flesh, died for your sins according to the Scripture, was buried, rose out from among the dead ones according to the Scripture. He's alive today, seated in a place of privilege at the Father's right hand in the heavenlies, because all sacrifice for sin has been done, finished. There's a glorified man in heaven. He's also God from eternity past. Now that's good news. I hope you will accept that good news today. And when you make a decision, please let us know by mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again from Psalm 103, a Psalm of David, let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise His holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things.
The sky shall preparing His entrance, the stars shall applaud Him with thunders of praise. The sweet light in His eyes shall enhance the